둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through Geico, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I ding in Zooms.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Of course, I do hope you hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. You'll get three new interviews sent your way every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. Of course, you can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and a review while you're at it. Some fantastic guests have dropped by lately, including Jacob Bertram from Cobra Kai. Nikki was here. Robert Plants. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Paul Feig, he directed Jackpot, out now with John Cena and Awkwafina on Prime Video. Randy Blythe of Lamb of God, David Duchovny, Weird Al Yankovic, Samantha Morton, starring in Serpent Queen on Starz. We talked with the cast of Women in Blue on Apple TV+. Adam Duritz of The Counting Crows, comedian Reggie Watts, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with songwriting legend Edie Brickell and Trevor Hagen. They are two-thirds of the band Heavy Makeup, and they've just released their sophomore album called Here It Comes. We're going to be talking about how the music is made with the trio. It also includes Y Music's CJ Camerieri, and how it all comes from completely improvised sessions with no written material brought in beforehand. We'll hear about her ability to come up with lyrics while recording them in first takes, in the moments, on the mic, and how that process changes their relationship with the material. And Trevor, who also plays trumpet and other things for Bon Iver, is also going to talk about how the in-the-moment studio situations leads to some of the album's most striking sounds, and how their third LP could be out as early as next year. All that and more as we're talking about the record Here It Comes from the band Heavy Makeup. It's Kyle Meredith with Edie Brickell and Trevor Hagen.
Hello. Hi.
It's great to have you all on here. There is a brand new record. It's the second one. It's called Here It Comes. It is so fast, I feel like, on the heels of last year's... It was just last year, right? Last year was the first album. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So to this, I read that I think on that first record, the first sessions, that you all had come up with like 100 songs. Is this still pulling from that same vault, or is this something brand new?
This is all new. This represents the last time we all got together. We just played music for what, a couple of weeks?
A couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For just hours and hours every day, just playing, seeing what came through. And then Trevor sort of curates what will go on the album. He pours through all of it and finds it and basically produces these albums with some help.
Yeah. Along with that, our bandmate CJ Camilleri as well. And we all kind of, you know, have a nice process together of how we'll get together and we improvise. And we just kind of one idea and shoot through the next. And for this last album, we were down in Texas doing this for like 8 hours a day. So we got a lot of songs in the end, or a lot of song ideas. And then the three of us kind of take it back and we work on and develop a little bit. But a lot of the original ideas are all from these getting together and improvising together.
It's really interesting in the way you all talk about it. I mean, obviously there's that word improvising, and I know that's been a part of the story of this band. If you could explain a little bit, because we know what improvising means. In one sense, all songwriting can be improvising. I mean, you are building something out of nothing, right? So what makes this different? Like, what is the process when you all talk about it that's different from, I guess, what you would say traditional songwriting?
Well, nobody comes in with a chord progression or an idea. Nobody says, hey, check out what I got. Trevor will just start to play a beat. Like, for instance, the first album that we made, I didn't even realize those guys were going to gift me with an album. I just wanted to get together and play music with them. And they recorded it. And then and a few months later, they sent me that album. And so it was so exciting that this next record represents trying again, just getting together and playing music. But this time I knew, oh, you're recording it. And something beautiful might come of it. So we basically just play, and then I'm inspired to sing after they start playing something, and I pay attention to what comes and follow the thread. And there's usually an image or a story that somehow makes sense.
And maybe like as to your question, like the little difference of improvising, maybe like a jazz setting or something like this, where you know, there's a song or a head that you come on, you play over you solo over the chord changes, and this is kind of just trying to improvise an actual song with parts and verse and chorus and B sections. So it's a little different kind of style of improvising, but absolutely, I think a lot of artists and songwriters start just improvising with friends, and so that was kind of a new way for us to do it. And Edie has an exceptional ability to improvise lyrics and melodies, which was a totally new thing for CJ and I, who also improvise a lot in jazz. But once we met Edie, it was just a different style, a different type of improvising, and ways to engage with each other to make a song happen rather than like a solo, perhaps.
Right. Yeah, Edie, that's been something that's been one of your talents, right, since the very beginning. Like your ability to kind of just conjure these lyrics out of nowhere. I think you've talked about that for, you know, as far back as those very first albums. When you have something like this, does having sort of the blank slate make it easier?
Absolutely. It makes it a lot more fun too. That's what I like about improvising or playing with other musicians. I like to hear how they inspire me and what they bring into the room. And it's always different. It's basically like going to try a new restaurant. You don't know what's on the menu. And when you play with different musicians, they bring in their own flavors, and then you just respond to it. And it's so playful and so fun.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Edie Brickell and Trevor Hagen.
With the music that you received this time around, like, do you find yourself going any specific place most often? And what I'm really asking here is, for a lot of songwriters, when you write a lot of lyrics at the same time, like we talk about threads, we talk about narratives, they just naturally become because you're sort of pulling from the same spots. Does it work the same with you in a project like this?
No, because when the sound changes, the ideas change, I feel, dramatically. And a lot of times people imagine that songs are autobiographical. And I've realized that the songs come from the music. It that I try to make the lyrics sound like they're expressing what the music wants to say, as opposed to, this is how I feel, this is what I think. So it's always different.
Because I rarely means myself in songwriting, as we learned. Now, Trevor, what I was going to ask a minute ago is, you know, for the same thing, is like, here you all, now you know it's a band. Now you know what's, you know, possible. How did that change going into these new sessions? I mean, was there any, did it lend any direction?
I think it's an excellent question. After our first time, the first record, we kind of got together. We're just exploring and trying new things. We kind of found a nice process. And exactly, I think once we started the second record, we knew what the process was going to be and kind of how to achieve it a little better. And then, you know, after a year of not really having recorded anything, we got together. And the first thing we did was the song Here It Comes. And that was the first thing we'd done after like months of not having played together, and we recorded it, and that was the first. And so, and then we listened back to it and it sounded great. Exactly. I think we kind of arrived at a nice process where we knew what we could do, how we were doing, what our roles were a little bit better. And yeah, it just came to be a very fruitful couple of weeks of recording.
The songs are, I mean, I'm just sitting here looking at the track list too. Like, Let Them Lie is such a mood. What's going on musically there, Edie? I mean, you're you know, we talk about your lyrics, that melody is just so playful and bouncy. Where does that come from?
I don't know. It came and interestingly, I'm glad that you pointed out that song. That's my favorite on the album, because that is a total improv that Trevor found among all of them and sent it back to us. And we wanted to leave that just as it was. And there was a buzz. You should tell him about that. The buzz and what, and he did it. He created magic and it worked. Please go ahead.
Well, these, you know, the song Let Them Lie was really, as you hear on the album, that's the full, really the first take of that tune. The first time we ever played those sounds. And so we recorded it and it sounded so great. And we really, you know, the solos are improvised, the lyrics, the melodies, the beats, it was all there. But we had this terrible buzz on Edie's vocal. And we were kind of recording in a barn type situation. So there's some, you know, there's some light that had electricity that was kind of buzzing in our microphone. So just had to kind of put a little filter on Edie's voice to get that buzz out. And then it kind of just really made a nice mood with the melody and the organ, just how it all sounded really just intuitively right together.
Yeah, it was meant to be. It really was meant to be, because that when I listened back to the song, I realized it's such an internal dialogue. It sounds like someone thinking, mm-hmm. and to that beautiful, moody music. So I'm so happy that you pointed that one out.
So great, Heather. And again, and like enough running around, like that riff, like where did that riff come from?
That was, you know, that's CJ playing trumpet. And again, like, you know, after we did all the recording and going back and going through all these songs, and then again, that riff and that beat just kind of pumps out, and then Edie's vocals just kind of come soaring over it. I mean, I'm just sitting kind of by myself, my headphones being like, I can't wait for these guys to hear this. Like, because we just improvised it. So that riff, and then throwing a little kind of like distortion on the trumpet, it was just also so fun to do with working with CJ's horns, is being able to, like, I play horn too, but like, I love taking effects and making CJ's trumpet sound different ways, and we both, you know, love to kind of explore the trumpet like that. But that song was just, again, one that just came out, and that was mainly all first take as well. So yeah, we're also like, I mean, that's the thing. And I know I'm like, there were some maybe technical things we had to change on maybe a certain recording, but all of like the choruses are all first take, and there's parts of the verses, everything. Yeah, so we just, but, you know, we massage it and get it sounding good for everyone.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Edie Brickell and Trevor Hagen.
So for a lot of bands, obviously, and the amount of time they spend writing a song and the amount of time you spend in the studio working on a song, you know, and I talk about this all the time. Like, for a lot of for a lot of fans, you have your favorite albums, and you don't imagine these albums being made. You imagine these albums being born, basically. Mm. They just arrived, and here they are, magic. And then you hear about the work. I almost feel like your album was born. It was like for all these to be those first take moments and something like that. Like it does feel like quite the opposite of. And how does that change your relationship with the song at all? Or does it, Edie?
I feel it differently. I can tell the improv songs from the songs that you work on a lot. For instance, CJ in Let Them Lie, CJ wanted me to re-sing some of the verses and some of the choruses. And I, even though I'd listened to the song and knew the song, when I went into the studio, I could not get just the nuance of the phrasing. And I realized, because you can hear that the phrasing is just a little slower, because I can hear myself thinking, looking for the rhyme for the next line. So it's just a little bit slower than a written song, which has a really like a certain kind of syncopation. The rhythm on an improv moves in a way that expresses, I feel, a more natural feeling. And I like hearing that feeling and being swept back into it.
I mean, I think that's the compliment that I keep looking for too, is so much of this feels very, very real in a way that a lot of music, not that the music's bad, but in a lot of the way, I don't feel that anymore, especially, you know, as people have gotten away from playing live in the studio, you know, so much.
Absolutely. You
know, mm-hmm. To kind of hear that in there. Yeah.
So that's why it thrilled me that Trevor and he liked that original vocal. And so we kept it, because I tried to do that for CJ, and then ultimately CJ came, he likes it too, but we tried to make something better, but the original was best. You couldn't top it. I couldn't.
Do you all then play around with these songs when you take them back out on the road? I mean, do they still change? Are they jammed out, or now do you learn them?
Now we learn them, and we like and learn the parts, and you know, CJ will like chart out the horn arrangements, and so we learn the horn parts, and there's a lot of moving parts, and really the easiest part is when we get together and make the music, and the rest is figuring out what we did, but it is kind of putting the pieces, reverse engineering. Okay, here, you know, here's the song, here's how it goes, and we learn it, and we rehearse a little bit, and yeah, but that's kind of how we have to do it.
It's like watching CJ juggles swords and goldfish to try to play these songs.
I was thinking of other artists like Kim Gordon. She's kind of the closest I've gotten in my head to someone else doing something similar right now, because so much of her stuff is just laid, you know, Kim from Sonic Youth, you know, laid in the studio like that. But then by the time she takes it out, they're almost completely different songs, you know, by mid tour or something like that. Like the opportunity. And I guess what I'm, why I thought of that was, a lot of the songs on this record, it's not like they're so traditional, like, and here's the big ending. You know, it's almost like, all right, we've said what we wanted to say during this song, and now let's go to the next one, you know?
It is like that. It's kind of nice to get in and get out and move on to the next idea and just to have a song, you know?
Edie, with you know, all of your history and all of your bands, when you go out on tour with a band like Heavy Makeup, like, do you also bring some of your other songs on board, or do you keep all this separate?
It's separate. I like for things to be fresh and moving.
Keep everything in its own box.
Well, yeah, I like to feel very excited about and up to date with life. It feels really good. And I like to honor this band.
Oh, it's such a cool project. And these two records, again, it almost feels just like a gift that suddenly you all were, you know, like, oh, here's the next one. Here's the second one already.
That's what it feels like for me, for sure. These guys surprised me. I didn't expect to make a band with them. I just wanted to play music together.
Yeah, all that was pretty unexpected for all of us. We've literally just kind of got together for a couple of days, and we didn't realize, you know, we thought Edie had prepared a bunch of lyrics and things, but after a while we realized she was improvising too. And so we just kind of like started going with it, and we're having a great time doing it.
What about all the leftover songs then? I mean, do you even consider those, or are they just like, that's in the rear view? Don't worry about them.
Well, Trevor had a great idea to release the Love album on Valentine's Day because there are a lot of funny. There's some. He played several for me. I love them. I can't believe they haven't surfaced yet.
No,
So
that's
who
true.
knows?
We do have a lot of other songs that we've all worked on, and we have a folder of them, and we don't, I mean, I probably have another few albums worth, honestly, but we'll find spots for them somehow. But we're also moving forward and developing and trying to, start new things, start new ideas.
Because every new song is the most exciting, best song that we've ever written.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
it's such a pleasure talking to you both on here. And it is really a pleasure hearing the music that you're putting out there. This new album, Here It Comes, is so good. Thank you all so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank
Thank you
you,
so much,
Kyle, for
Kyle.
your interest and your interesting questions. I appreciate you very much.
My thanks to Edie and Trevor. Heavy Makeup's Here It Comes is out now. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, I do hope you hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around so you can get all the interviews that we send out every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones. Grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With and give the series a rating. Leave a review while you're at it. Then after that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Los Lobos, Stevie Wonder, Katie Pruitt, Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Suzanne Vega, The Replacements, Carly Simon, X, David Bowie, Weird Al Yankovic, A Tribe Called Quest, J. Som, and my interview with actress Kate Siegel, who stars in a lot of the Mike Flanagan films, Haunting of Hill House, Midnight Mass, etc. That's what you'll get when you tune in weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. And I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.